Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Everybody, I'm here with David Burton. We tried this earlier. We're going to try it once again. David, man, what's going on with you this past weekend?
I had a nice weekend. Watching, of course, the Hall of Fame and WrestleMania and ROH's SuperCard of Honor. So I had a nice weekend.
Oh, man, we're gonna get the SuperCard of Honor as well. Let's start with good old WWE first of all. A Hall of Fame, I thought it was pretty decent. I'm not gonna say we ever had a great Hall of Fame. It was pretty decent. Undertaker. Awesome speech. The Steiner brothers. Shocking. Scott Steiner's the Hall of Fame as well. Only because of his brother Rick. You know, you said you said that Scott Steiner took a crap on the Hall of Fame and Triple H and Stephanie on a personal level too. So I'm surprised he's in the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. I don't think he'll never go in by himself after the things he said about that company.
Well, yeah. Other people have took craps on it too. So that's a different story for time. We had Queen Charmel, her Royal Majesty, with King Booker. That's kind of cool. Most people laugh at these laughing emojis when Queen Charmel was announced on Facebook. I should be in the Hall of Fame. But I think it's necessary because without Queen Booker, without Queen Charmel, you don't have King Booker.
Absolutely. And, of course, one of the ones I wanted to see the most, well, aside from The Undertaker, was Vader. It's just too damn... It sucks anytime someone's inducted and they're not alive to receive the award.
Oh, yeah.
So that always sucks, and it takes away from it.
Man, I'll tell you this. We talked about it earlier. If there's anybody in the Hall of Fame that does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, and you can't say Queen Charmel and give her immunity, who's in the Hall of Fame doesn't deserve to be there?
Yep. I said before, I thought Johnny Rods was one. And in terms of the celebrities, I got to go with Drew Carey.
Yes, sir, man. Speaking of Drew Carey, Johnny Knoxville comes to mind in a different light. I'll bring that to you just a moment. Let's go. I know, I'm talking about WrestleMania, but since Drew Carey, you know, he's, you know.
Oh.
I
gotcha.
Yeah, I'm going to bring that together later. So, I'm going to bring that together later. First off, let's talk about WrestleMania Night 1. Check this out. If I can pull the card up right quick. Help me out here a little bit. We had,
Baron Corbin losing to Drew McIntyre.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Drew McIntyre, one of the notable things in that match was history was made. Drew McIntyre became the first person to kick out of Baron Corbin to his end of days.
I'm like, wow.
And what about when he cut that damn rope in half, those ring ropes with that sword?
I missed that. I gotta go back and check it out. That's some... Wow.
Yeah, he took that sword and split the ring ropes in half. That was nothing.
By the way, the sword he's talking about is Drew McIntyre's family sword, Angela, after his late mother. Baron Corbin and Madcap Moss, they're wrong for that. They joked they had joy.
Wait. While you're on the subject of that sword, it actually belongs to Vince McMahon.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Oh, it was a family thing. Cool. How he get the sword?
I don't know how he got the sword, but I do know Vince is he's an avid collector. And he collects some pretty interesting things.
Yes, sir. He has a dinosaur head in his office.
Yeah.
That's a different story. Anyway, I gotta go back and watch that. The Usos walked into WrestleMania, walked out of WrestleMania still the tag team champions. We the ones.
Unfortunately, Rick Boogs has suffered an injury, so he's going to be out of action for a little while.
Yes, sir. The Miz, Logan Paul, defeated Rey and Dominic Mysterio. Nice backstab by the Miz.
That was a good match. I thought the match would have been better if it had gone on a little longer, and I got to give praise to Logan Paul. He did very, very well.
Yeah, Logan Paul found out firsthand it ain't easy coming in this ring, trying to do what they do. You got plywood and regular wood on that rope under that mat, and he felt the burn, the pain.
Did you happen to see all the scars and the whelps on his yes, chest I and did. On his back?
Yeah, he found out firsthand. Firsthand, it ain't easy. Bianca Belair, she won the second time at WrestleMania. Won a championship, Raw Women's Championship. Cost her an eye, though, but hey.
Beat Becky Lynch to win her first Raw Women's title. She wins titles back-to-back at WrestleMania.
Seth Rollins. He defeated, I'm building it up for you. Seth Rollins wanted to get on the card. Everybody wants to be on the show at WrestleMania. So he's like, he goes to Vince McMahon, calls him in the office. Who's my opponent? I've already selected your opponent. You'll find out the day of. The day of WrestleMania, he goes in the ring. Who is it? By the way, the robe he was wearing, Becky Lynch didn't want to wear that robe. So Seth Rollins wore it to the ring, that green robe. So who's my opponent? Lights go out. Wrestling is more than one royal family. It's Cody Rhodes, son of a plumber. Dusty Rhodes. But the grandson of a plumber, Dusty Rose. And man, I can just imagine big old Dusty smiling in heaven. Man. Nice to have.
That was shocking for a lot of people. To see him from AEW and then to go back to WWE.
It's possible to come back home. I'm just saying, people like Chris Jericho, people like some people from AEW. As used to be WWE folks, the Hardys, Chris Jericho, some people now, it's possible to come back
Chris
home.
Chris Jericho's coming back. I can almost promise you that. He's coming back.
Yes, sir. Charlotte Flair, just like her daddy, just that Flair DNA, did all her evilish, all her tricks, every trick in the bag to retain the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Was a good match. And let's not forget the one that took us home. His first match in 19 years. No holds barred. Stone Cold Steve Austin defeats Kevin Owens.
His longest match in a long time. 13 minutes. And it wasn't no catch-as-catch-can, but damn it, I like it.
Well, for what Austin got to do because of what's been going on with him, it wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm. And then, that's not enough for you. We got night 2. RK Bro, the Street Profits, Alpha Academy, triple threat match of the Raw Tag Team Championships, and nice top rope RKO from Matt Riddle.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was awesome, man. I like you did that. Bobby Lashley defeated Omos. But the next day, though, a shocking backstab from MVP.
Let's not forget, Lashley gave Omos his first loss. You know what that means? That means almost, damn. Well, his first singles loss. Last week gave almost his first singles loss.
Alright, this is what I mean right here. Check this out. Johnny Knoxville, if it's Sami Zayn, anything goes match based on those qualifications. Here's what I mean. This is why I mentioned Johnny Knoxville and Drew Carey. Let's go back to the Rumble. Remember when Drew Carey did the Rumble?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Nothing, basically.
Yeah, so Drew Carey's running his mouth. I forgot what Drew Carey was talking about, but anyway, he talked himself into the Royal Rumble. And all he did was just stand there, and he's doing okay until Kane came out, and the guy's wearing black pants. But anyway,
yeah, it's a good thing he
wasn't
wearing black pants.
He saw Kane like, oh my god, the nightmare come true, if you will. But anyway, Johnny Knoxville, he competed in the Royal Rumble, he competed in WrestleMania. And this time, WrestleMania, he defeated, old dude. Yeah, Sami Zayn. Pretty interesting match right there.
I thought that was a fun match. Johnny Knoxville did pretty well for what they were doing in that match. I know some people may not like it, but I thought it was a fun match.
It's, Sasha Banks
and
in
it.
Yeah. Sasha Banks and Naomi. They defeated Carmella and Queen Selena. What's his name? Carmella's husband to be.
Oh, Corey
Blaine. Yeah, everybody's going on their honeymoon. Queen Selena and Carmella. They defeated Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley, and also Natalya Shayna Baszler. Your brand new SmackDown, your brand new women's champions, tag team champions.
Hey,
go! I'm all over the place, man.
And Naomi.
There you go.
It's the second time that Naomi won a championship at WrestleMania, and it was also Sasha Banks' first win at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool, right there. Edge defeated AJ Styles with a little help, a little distraction from Damian Priest.
That was a very good match. As good as the match was, I expected a little bit more. I was expecting somewhat of an NXT takeover type match. But despite that match was amazing. It was really, really good.
And sir, Sheamus and Ridge Holland used to be I know who Rich Holland used to be, but the Butch.
They squashed the New Day.
Yeah.
A minute and 40 seconds.
They just squashed them suckers. Like a bug. Wow. Now I'm looking for this one I was waiting for. Pat McAfee. He put Austin Theory in his place. That little Vince McMahon kiss up in his place. But then check this out. In an impromptu, Mr. McMahon defeated Pat McAfee. What the heck is that?
Yeah, that was Vince's first match in over a decade.
By the way, Vince has to...
Mr. McMahon wins his first match at WrestleMania.
Yes, sir. By the way, Vince...
He didn't get to celebrate too long.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to say this. Mr. McMahon, there you go, has competed in almost every WrestleMania. 17... 19, 24, 26.
He was
0-4. Never won a single one of them. I think he never will. Oh, yeah, that's true. This is his first WrestleMania victory. He's competed in almost every WrestleMania. I guess congratulations are in order. And, of course, Roman Reigns, he put it all on the line. I like to say this: take it all, leave with none. And Roman Reigns left with all the gold.
Yeah, Roman Reigns survived, and he's still the Universal Champion, and he won the WWE Championship for the third time.
Yes, sir. He's your undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah,
of the world.
Still champion.
Mind you, that show Roman Reigns had Roman Reigns in the Kimura lock. Roman Reigns popped his shoulder out. This Samoan beast. This Samoan just popped his shoulder back in on adrenaline rush and spear knocked out Brock Lesnar. Cost him his shoulder, though.
Yeah, cost him his shoulder. But at the end of the day, Roman Reigns survived, and he is still the Universal Champion, and he is now the new WWE Champion.
We
have to go across the street a little bit, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
Because we moved towards ROH. They had their Super Card of Honor Friday night, the same day as both SmackDown and the Hall of Fame. For those who don't know, Samoa Joe has signed with AEW. He appeared at Super Card of Honor to save the ROH World Champion Jonathan Gresham from Sanjay Dutt and Jay Lethal. But anyway, here are the matches, the results as follows.
Yes, sir.
Shane Swerve Strickland defeated Alex Zane. Brian Cage defeated Ninja Mac. Jay Lethal defeats Lee Majority. Mercedes Martinez defeats Willow Nightingale, and she is the interim ROH Women's Champion, and she will face the ROH Women's Champion, Deonna Purrazzo, on a later date. FTR defeated the Briscoe Brothers to win the ROH Tag Team Champions. So what that means is, FTR, they are the ROH World Tag Team Champions, and they are also the AAA World Tag Team Champions in Mexico. So they're holding two different tag titles from two different companies. And they stole the show. That was an amazing tag team match.
Wow, that's cool.
Guaranteed one of the best matches all year. Okay, continuing with the rest of the card. New Japan Wrestling's Minoru Suzuki defeats Rhett Titus to win the ROH World Television Championship. Wheeler Yuta from AEW defeats Josh Woods to win the ROH Pure Championship. And last but not least, Jonathan Gresham defeats Grandito in a winner-take-all match for the undisputed ROH Championship.
Nice.
You know, Tony Khan owns Ring of Honor, and I think he's making a mistake a little bit. You got a New Japan guy that has one ROH title. You have an AEW guy that has one ROH title. And you have your another AEW talent, AEW Tag Team FTR, or the Tag Team Champions.
Hmm.
I wouldn't do that right away. I would have straight ROH people with all the ROH titles, especially if you're just restarting the company. Personally, I think that's a mistake. But it is what it is.
Yes, sir, it is indeed what it is. By the way, speaking of being what it is, I want to congratulate, I guess, AEW for their Owen Hart Cup tournament. I wish it was a WWE thing, but hey, you know.
Wait a minute. You know, we gotta not forget about NXT Stand and Deliver.
Oh, yeah.
We know Bron Breakker, who just won the NXT Championship this past Monday night on Raw, to win it for a second time, defeating Dolph Ziggler. I saw NXT, Joe Gacy, who wants a shot at the NXT Championship. Bron Breakker said no. So Joe Gacy and Harlan kidnapped his father, Rick Steiner, and locked him in a cage.
Interesting.
Yeah, strange stuff. That's how NXT went off the air. And we saw Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai win the NXT Women's Tag Team title from Toxic Attraction. Toxic Attraction got their rematch this past Tuesday and won them back with the help of Mandy Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Then we seen MSK, Nash, Carl, and Wes Lee win the NXT Tag Team titles. For a second time, unfortunately, they are no longer the NXT Tag Team champions. Forgive me, I can't remember exactly which one it is. I think it's Nash Carter that was released due to a domestic dispute he had with his wife, Kimberly. Kimberly, who currently works for Impact Wrestling. I don't know all the details, but according to what happened is he physically abused her, got arrested, went to jail, and of course, WWE fires him, so now the NXT Tag Team titles are vacant.
Now, are those things true or not?
I think they shouldn't have fired him. I think they should have waited until they got all the information and then gone from there.
Wow. Yes, indeed.
Interesting turn of events.
In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, somebody's excited back there. In the meantime, WrestleTrash brought to you by Back in Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. Hang on a second. If you can move away for 1 second. So like, there you go. All right. I got to see it. WrestleTrash brought to you by Back in Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. Call 888-712-2587. You have a CDL license and you can drive trucks that know and get paid. The more information, facebook.com/TheBackupPlan app. Back Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery.
Man, it's been an interesting week so far. Wait, speaking of FTR, they had another really good match against the Young Bucks on Dynamite.
The Young Bucks.
They defended their newly won ROH Tag Team titles and beat the Young Bucks and retained the titles.
Let me ask you this: Chris Jericho's new faction. What you think about that?
I don't like it. I think it sucks. It was better with the Inner Circle.
Now, I'm telling you something. Chris Jericho, man, dude really don't need no introduction. This dude's been there, done it all. I'm going to tell you a little story. He can tell it better than I can because it's funnier. But the night he won the Undisputed Championship, this is back in good old WWF. Somebody a little too excited over there. Anyway, back in WWF, it's the main event. Everybody's gone home backstage. So it's basically the backstage practically empty. So, he goes to this hotel, 11:55 at night, goes to this hotel, and he checks in the hotel. Okay, I'm hungry. I need something to eat. Restaurant's closed. Get pizza. Domino's. Gets Domino's pizza. Goes to this room, lays both championship belts on the bed, chills out a minute. The nerd on the voice, the nerd on the phone, your pizza's here. Goes out the pizza. Goes out the door to get the pizza. Hang on 1 second. I'll fix that wagon right here. Go out the door to get the pizza. Yeah. And guess what? He forgot all his ID, all his hotel key and everything. So he gets downstairs, got the hotel room key. Forgot the hotel room key. Well, I can't let you just go up there. I need to go with you. So are you serious? I'm Chris Jericho. I'm the only person here with two belts around my waist. I need some proof who you are. Goes upstairs with him. Hey, you stand right there. Anything in this room belongs to you. Yeah, those two freaking championship belts on the bed. And okay, you're good to go. He goes in the room, enjoys his pizza. About to enjoy a pizza. The pizza drops face top and side down. So now he's enjoying cold pizza. This is the dinner of the Undisputed Champion. The first Undisputed Champion. My point is Chris Jericho, been there, done that, got the t-shirt. This dude's a freaking legend.
Absolutely. One of the greatest of all time in definitely a future Hall of Famer.
Every chance he gets, every chance this man gets, as long as he's breathing air in and out, he will always remind somebody, anybody, everybody, about the night he beat Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock, with a little help, by the way, in one night.
No, he still brags about that to this day. Yes, that was over 20 years ago.
Nah, he will omit the fact that he had a little help with Booker T, mind you, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was Booker T.
He had a little help in the process, but he would never, ever in this life, as long as we live on planet Earth, he would never miss the opportunity to bring that up.
Oh, he brings it up every chance he gets.
Every single time, ladies and gentlemen. And he has the right to. I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, you're the first undisputed champion. Wouldn't you bring that up?
Oh, yeah.
You got a lot of excitement back there, man. It'll be fun at your house tonight.
Yeah, one second.
Yeah.
Well, why don't I wait to do this?
Yeah, anyway, it must be fun at your house tonight. In the meantime, I mean, if you were the first undisputed champion, would you not brag about every chance you got?
Yeah, I would just brag. Point is, he beat The Rock and Steve Austin, two of the biggest stars in the same night, so I don't blame him for bringing it up over and over and over again. And to be honest, I would too if I beat The Rock and Austin on the same night.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I want this is the time the WWF belt, the WCW belt, which would be declared the world belt, because Vince did a lot of changes the next night at Survivor Series. But anyway, the big old WWF belt, the World Heavyweight Championship belt, big old belt, yeah, undisputed. Very few people held that version of the championship.
Very, very,
very
select few people done it.
Sir. So, my opinion, Chris Jericho, I believe one day will come back home where it all began. Well, not where it all began, but where he had a big part of it in the WWE.
Absolutely.
Where it all began was back in Mexico, I believe.
No, Canada.
Canada, there you go.
Close enough.
Yeah, but in Canada, where it all began. But in the meantime, part of his legacy happened in WWE.
Oh, of course. You can never discount how much of a star he became in that company. He spent time in ECW and, of course, WCW as well. He's a well-traveled veteran. Of course, let's not forget his time in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yes, sir. My favorite match when they returned to Japan, it was Chris Jericho and Kenny Omega. Wow.
Oh, the Alpha versus Omega match. Yes. I remember that match.
I find that so interesting. That match right there, in a count, in a Japanese style fashion, their counts go to 13. Our counts stop at 10.
No, you mean 20, it counts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you go to the floor, it's 20. You got a 20 count to get back into the ring. Unlike here in the States, you only got 10.
Wow, that's interesting.
Japan, you got a 20 count.
Wow. That's not that bad. That's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah, a 20 count actually helps.
Yeah, you got plenty of time to recover and get better and everything else. By the way,
that would work well in a last man standing match.
Yes, sir. I want to mention this while I can. I want to go off topic for just 1 second. You are a big Marvel fan, are you not?
Yes, I am.
But check out Morbius in theaters right now. Well, not right. You don't have to go right now, but it's in theaters right now. Morbius, the doctor. Paralegic doctor, he gets treatment, but his treatment messes him up a little bit. His treatment, it causes him to thrive off blood.
So, I'm not going to spill it. I'm trying to find the trailer here. But in the meantime, check it out. Morbius in theaters right now. Hang on. In fact, I think I got the clip right here. There you go. Give me 3 minutes. We'll be right back. Check out Morbius in theaters right now. Give me 3 minutes.
What exactly?
I ain't talking to you, girl. I hate the hang on a second, y'all. I'm trying to bypass this advertisement. There we go. Check out Morbius in theaters playing right now. By the way, this is a little dark for Marvel.
Yeah, they're looking to spice it up a little bit and change a little bit, which I think is cool. You know, doing things a little bit more darker. They're going to start getting into R-rated movies now, so this is
good. I like that. We're going rated R now for years, for centuries. Whenever Marvel got started, for years, they've been doing, when we first did movies, and then PG-13 all this time. We can get close to the envelope, we can't push it off the thing. Push envelopes, we can't push off the desks, if you will. Now we can. I like that.
Yeah, I like the change. But anyway, I think our time is almost up.
Yes, sir. The time has come. But by the way, you can keep checking us out on all of our platforms. Unfortunately, we've lost the premium. Our premium has expired. Don't worry. At some point, we plan to renew. In the meantime, we are available everywhere. Google, Amazon Music, on demand, of course. Right here on Apple, and anchor.fm. We're on wherever you can find us, Wrestling Tracks, one word, Wrestling Tracks. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on Stitcher. We're every single way you can find us, man. YouTube.com/WrestlingTracksTV. Instagram.com/WrestlingTracksInc. We're all over the place. Thank you so much for your support. And if you would like to support us more, right here on Anchor.fm, at the bottom of this page, click on support. Click on support. You can do it for 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month. And if you want to hit us up, you love us that much, Cash App/WrestlingTracks. In the meantime, like I said it many times before, we will never beg you for your money. We'll spend your money, appreciate your money, never beg you for it. That's on you. We thank you so much for it, man. Every time you support us, this show gets better. I want to say this now, as on my mind. 2 years from right now, that's a little bit from now, but 2 years from right now, we're going to be celebrating 10 years of Wrestling Tracks. And by the grace of God, 10 years, man. And all you guys have been supporting us since day one, since the first episode. Let me tell you about the first episode right quick. I had a wrestler named Judas Black going to be on the show, right? So 5 seconds into the show, he cancels. He has to work that night. I got a whole show with nothing playing. Nothing was playing. He was my only guest. I'm going to give him the spotlight. That was it. We've come a long way since then. But man, I tell you, you guys have been awesome. Thank you very much. We got to go. I'm going to get David back on the air, hopefully, soon. Yes. If not very soon, but soon. And you guys, take us out on demand. Yes, sir. Take us out on demand, wherever you can find us. Have a great night. We'll see you next time.
Be safe, people.
See ya.